Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Monday, October 2nd, 2017. First, a recap and update on last night's deadly shooting in Las Vegas. In today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor the Guardian Angels. And we'll close out with an update on the situation on the ground in Puerto Rico. Our top news this morning is the act of domestic terror which took place last night on the Las Vegas Strip. A Route 91 Harvest Music Festival country concert turned to carnage when a hailstorm of machine gun fire flew from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino into a crowd of about 40,000 at 10:20 p.m. local time. The gunman, 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, a local from Mesquite, Nevada, fired into the crowd for over 10 minutes. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo confirmed that over 50 people are dead and more than 400 injured have been sent to local hospitals. It has been confirmed as the deadliest mass shooting in American history. Paddock shot himself after a SWAT team used a controlled explosion to enter his hotel room. NBC Charlotte WCNC reports that Paddock lived in a retirement home, and CBS reports that a search warrant has been issued for his home. CNN reports that Paddock's companion, 62-year-old Mary Lou Danley, who was taken into custody in relation to this incident, is now believed to not have been involved in the shooting. The Sun had reported that Danley had been making her rounds in the crowd before the concert, telling concertgoers that they were going to die. However, she was escorted out before the concert began. Jason Aldean had been performing at the time of the attack, and he made a statement on Instagram indicating that he and his crew are safe. ABC 13 also reported that two off-duty police officers who were in attendance at the concert were killed. Another officer working the event was critically injured and another wounded. Panic reigned during and after the shooting, with people fleeing and taking cover, some turning police barricades into makeshift stretchers, others using clothes to make tourniquets to stop bleeding in the victims. One witness described somebody dying in their arms. President Trump tweeted this morning, "My warmest condolences and sympathies to the victims and families of the terrible Las Vegas shooting. God bless you." The president was scheduled to go to Puerto Rico tomorrow to survey the damage from Hurricane Maria, but administration officials say plans for that trip are under review. Vice President Mike Pence has tweeted, "To victims, families, and loved ones affected by this senseless violence in Las Vegas, Karen and I are praying for you and offering our love. The hearts and prayers of the American people are with you. You have our condolences and sympathies. To the courageous first responders, thank you for your acts of bravery." While all flights had been suspended at the city's McCarran Airport yesterday evening, some flights have resumed. Retired FBI special agent and former national FBI spokesman John Iannarelli was in the area shortly before the massacre and told Fox News that it was, quote, obviously well planned. We'll keep you updated on this situation as news breaks. Also breaking, but with few details right now, is a suicide car bombing which struck a police station in Damascus, Syria. One man blew up his car in front of the police station, and then both attackers blew themselves up, one of them managing to enter into the station. Several people have been killed or wounded. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Bernard the Abbot. "In every lodging, in every nook, have reverence for thine angel. Dare not to do in his presence what thou wouldst not dare to do in mine." Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor the Guardian Angels.
Have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
The first pope to establish a feast for the Guardian Angels was Pope Paul V in 1608. Pope Leo III upgraded the day to a major feast. The Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us, beside each believer stands an angel as protector and shepherd leading him to life. Guardian angels are pure created spirits who protect us from demons and encourage us to do what is right in the sight of God. Although our guardian angels have no effect on our free will, they are able to affect the senses and imagination, and therefore the intellect. It is believed that we are united with our guardian angels after death and that they remain with us in heaven, should, of course, we make it there. Angels of God, our guardians dear, enlighten, guard, rule, and guide us. CNN reported yesterday that 12 days out from the landfall of Hurricane Maria, only 5% of Puerto Rico had had its power restored. Schools are weeks away from being reopened, and only 400 of the island's over 1,000 public schools have been assessed for damage. FEMA said yesterday that although more areas of Puerto Rico are getting food and water, there are still essentials lacking for many. The numbers of staging areas for food and water are expected to expand from 11 to 25 this week. 41% of the island now has potable water. About 64% of the island's gas stations are working, but gas lines are long. Almost 1 million gallons of gasoline and 500,000 gallons of diesel fuel are scheduled to arrive over the next few days. 8,800 people are still spread out over 139 shelters. Just 10 days ago, the number of operating shelters was 500. Lastly, 51 of 69 hospitals are running to some extent, in addition to 46 of 48 dialysis centers. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, more of the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.